Hello and welcome to the iPod Technocast for this edition of the Flying Blind e-newsletter. My name is Larry Lewis, and I'm really happy to be with you all via podcast. It's an exciting technology that we're refining and trying to make better as we go along, and we have some exciting technology to talk about today. I am here in front of a table with a restaurant menu that I'll talk to you about in just a moment, but before we get to that, this month, or this edition of the iPod Technocast, we are going to be featuring the KNFB Reader, which is an OCR, or a scanning package, a scan and read package that really made its debut about a year and a half ago. It's a collaborative effort of Ray Kurzweil, really the, as I like to call him, the godfather of scan and read technology, and the National Federation of the Blind, the largest consumer organization made up of persons who are blind, who make decisions for the group that they serve. And it's a really great organization who I've had the privilege of working with for a number of years. This is a collaborative effort between Ray Kurzweil and his more recent company, Kurzweil Technologies, and the National Federation of the Blind. And to make a long story short, at the risk of being a little bit redundant, I think most of us have probably heard of the KNFB Reader. The KNFB Reader leverages off of mainstream hardware, such as a Fujitsu camera and a standard PDA. So we have those two types of hardware bundled together inside of a nice little package. And it takes advantage of all of the software know-how that we've all come to expect and love from the Kurzweil reading type technologies that have been around really for about the last 25, 28 years maybe. I can recall the first time I ever saw actually used a Kurzweil reading machine. The machine was one of the first of its kind back in the early 80s, and it was about the size of my dishwasher. And it cost about $30,000. And I know when I had seen it, it had been out for a couple of years. I believe the original price tag was around $50,000. And you laid a piece of paper or a book on it, and it made all kinds of noise and racket, and it started to speak to you. And I just can remember how great it was to be able to have access to that sort of technology. Since that time, technology has changed. We're all familiar with the Kurzweil 1000 and the Kurzweil 3000 and the types of technology really born out of the concept of scanning and recognizing text, and then having that text spoken back to us for those of us who are blind, vision impaired, or print impaired, so that we could actually access that text audibly. This takes the whole scan and read process a step further. And rather than using a scanner of sorts, a traditional flatbed scanner or what have you, what we have here is an off-the-shelf camera, an off-the-shelf PDA, some really great software, and a very excellent solution for those of us who are vision impaired or print impaired to get some audio access to the types of things that you and I would like to read if we were able to. So just to give you a bit of a description of this device, for those of you who have not seen it in your local exhibit halls when we've had different types of conferences in your regions of the country, to give you guys a snapshot of what we have here, we have a nice leather case that really wraps around a camera on the bottom and a PDA on the top, and it's sort of a handheld, all-encompassing solution. I'm holding it in front of me right now. Now, for the sake of the podcast, we have this hooked up to some speakers just to have some better sound so that you're not listening and straining to hear things from a PDA, and so I think you're going to be really happy with the sound quality. We have a headphone or a speaker jack at the top of the PDA facing me. We have the PDA screen with a little membrane over it. And then we have a joystick, and on either side of the joystick, we have two hardware function buttons. And those basically will be used for a series of commands. That's the topmost portion of the PDA. Along to the bottom right edge of the PDA, we have a jack for charging both the PDA and the camera, which connect nicely together. Underneath the PDA, probably takes up about two-thirds of the PDA, is a Fujitsu camera that, again, it comes across as one piece, but it's actually two pieces that are really, really connected together so that we have one device. We have a lens on the bottom that's exposed, obviously, for taking pictures, and the leather carrying case wrapped around it. What I would like to do is take you on a tour of the Kurzweil National Federation of the Blind Reader, and then we'll actually scan a local restaurant menu, a place that I like to go to. And I'm not familiar with whether or not this place has a website or not, because I've been able to use this type of device to just access a restaurant menu. We actually thought about cutting this podcast in a restaurant for authenticity, but we also are cognizant of sound quality and so forth, so we thought it would be nice to simulate a very quiet evening out and do this in a more controlled setting. I'm going to reach to my PDA, and I'm going to press, these buttons are labeled function 1, function 2, function 3, function 4. Function 1 and 3 are above each other, then you have the joystick, and then to the right you have function 2 and 4. If I press function 1 and function 2, the unit will turn on.
The system is in user settings. Camera's off. Checking battery status. The PDA battery is 90% full.
So we have some status that happens when we come up. It tells us that we're in user settings. I'll talk more about that in a minute. Gives me my battery status, and it also lets me know if my camera is on or off and so forth. Right now the camera is off. So I'm going to operate my function buttons and try to be a little bit more descriptive as to the buttons that I'm pushing for those of you who are, you know, familiar with this and so forth. I'm going to press function 2, and that's going to cycle between three modes.
Shooting mode.
I have a shooting mode, which allows me to take pictures and scan information. Now, this differs from a traditional scanner that scans a document, because we're actually going to take a picture of the page, an image of the page, and convert it just using that sort of technology instead of the traditional flatbed scanner technology that you folks might be familiar with from your Kurzweil 1000 and so forth.
Document reader.
Document reader would be a mode that if we want it, once we have a document scanned, if we want it to save that so that we don't have to rescan it and different things like that, or maybe we want to share it with our friends and so forth, we could actually save that, and we have some limited file management capabilities here.
User settings.
And then we have our user
settings
mode.
Your settings. And camera flash mode, always on.
So we have our user settings, and it's giving us instruction to move up and down using our joystick. Now, I will tell you, and I probably should have started with this, we do have keyboard sensitive help mode, so that if I hit my function key 1 followed by another key, it will tell me what the key does. So I'm going to hit F1.
Help is on. Change mode.
And then it just lets me know I can change mode. I can hit help again.
Help is on.
I can hit F3. Try that one
help
more time.
On.
Try this again.
Help
Let's
is
try
on.
F4. And so we're able to basically just navigate and so forth. I'm going to actually hit a button on the side.
Documentation Explorer. To exit, press F3.
So,
folder. Documentation. User Guide. File 1 of 6.
And so what I'm doing here is I basically pressed my help key and held it in extra long, and it brought up all the documentation. And so I'm going to actually back us out of that as well.
File. UserGuide.xmt selected. Press right or left to read file name by character. Press enter again to read the file.
And so what I'm able to do is I'm able to explore all the onboard documentation, the manuals, and so forth. Now, it should be noted that you do have CDs that come with this, with manuals. You also have a Braille quick reference guide and so forth. I'm going to get out of this and actually switch out of this altogether.
User settings.
And I'm back
press
to user settings.
Press up or down to your settings. Camera flash mode. Always on.
So my point with that portion of the demonstration, we have keys that we can press, such as our help key.
Help is on. Flash mode set to off.
And so forth. And so I can basically hit different buttons, and it'll tell me what I want to know, or what I want to be able to do. I'm not a big fan of manuals, so sometimes I would poke around any application, poke around the help files and different things like that, poke around keyboard-sensitive help and actually figure some things out very quickly. Not that I would advocate not reading manuals, but let's face it, how many of us really do? So our user settings, let's talk a little bit about that. We can do a number of different things with our user settings by using our joystick.
Camera resolution.
And I've just down arrowed the camera resolution. I can right arrow.
Resolution set to high.
I can go to high.
Resolution
set medium by going to my left.
Resolution set to high.
We'll go to high just for the heck of it. I can down arrow.
Reading mode. Bills and memos.
And this is interesting because right now I'm set for bills and memos. I can right arrow.
Reading mode switch to U.S. currency.
I can scan currency and bills.
Reading mode switch to books, articles, and labels.
Books, articles, and labels. I think we'll probably leave that there for the menu because it's not quite a memo and it's not quite a bill until we get the bill at the end, I guess, but wouldn't really be considered a bill right now. So we'll leave that set to articles and books.
File saving options. Save files only after long press of F2.
So we have some options for saving files, auto-saving files. After you scan or you take a picture of an image, you can actually save that image as a file.
Set date and time. September 29th, 2007.
And that's for setting your date and time?
7 p.m.
And it is Saturday evening. That's how much I care about you guys. I'm spending my Saturday evening with you. And it's 9:37 p.m. So that's important to have that set properly because the files are labeled by time and date. You can obviously do some things later via ActiveSync and some file management and different things like that. But as a rule, when you save a file, it's saved by the time and date and so forth.
Auto shutdown. Current auto shutdown time is 3 minutes.
And we have an auto shutdown mode that basically allows me to set my auto shutdown if I want it on or off. And after 3 minutes of leaving this machine by itself without touching it, it'll turn off to save battery.
Voice number two.
So we have two voices. We have a male and a female voice. I like the male voice, which is your standard eloquence voice that you're all familiar with. Let's check out voice one.
Switching voice. Please wait.
So we're going to switch voice to the lady voice.
Switch to voice number one.
And I think she sounds like she's sucked down a little too much helium. But we do have a female voice.
Camera flash mode off.
Again, it's eloquent speech.
Voice number one.
Let's go back to
switching
male.
Voice. Please wait.
Just a personal preference, of course.
Switch to voice number two.
And we're back. And I've just hit my left and right arrow to switch those voices.
Camera flash mode off.
And that might be part of my one thing that I was checking out earlier. Let's make that on.
Flash mode set to auto. Flash mode set to always on.
So we're going to set the flash mode to always on. You can have that off. You can have it on depending on it's, you know, it's nighttime. We have some lights going on around here, but I think I'll have the flash on.
Camera resolution.
And we're back to camera resolution. So we have user settings, we have a shooting mode, and we have a reading mode. And I think we'll take a look at the shooting and reading mode in action, and we'll talk a little bit about the reading mode, the document reader mode, as we've taken a picture. So I'm going to press function 2 or F2.
Shooting mode.
We're back in the shooting mode. Now, the one thing that you have to understand about the KNFB reader is it's going to take a picture of what you're pointing at. It just will not magically hover above a menu or a bill or a memo or what have you and just all of a sudden start magically reading to you. It does take a little bit to point. If you're pointing at part of a table, in my testing of this and working with this, I know that if I am on a glass table, that's not always a good thing. So you want to have a pretty standard background, standard lighting, and you want to make sure that you're fairly centered above what you're reading. Now, what I like to do a lot of times is I'll center it, and then I'll put my elbow down, kind of like a stand, and I'll hold it up 12 to 16 inches above the page. So the first thing that we're going to do is we're going to center this, and I'm going to press my joystick up while in shooting mode. And what it will do...
Camera's off. Please turn on your camera now.
First thing it'll do is tell me that I need to turn my camera on, which I neglected to do. So, it will speak in just
camera
a minute.
Is on.
I pressed the smallest button on the left of the camera towards me, and that turns my camera on and off. So the first thing I'm going to do is, once I'm centered, I'm going to press my joystick up.
Field of view report.
It's going to tell me my field of view. Takes a picture.
Please maintain position.
You hold the position.
Obtaining alignment. All four edges are visible.
Perfect.
79%
and that
field.
Is perfect.
Rotated 1 degree clock. Taking picture.
So I press joystick down to take a picture. You want to hear all four edges caught, you know, filled. We're at 79-80% filled. That's a good snapshot for us.
Preprocessing picture and books, articles and labels mode. Camera 0 degrees clockwise relative to the page.
That's perfect.
Page 1. St. Louis pork ribs, a larger rib than the baby back.
That's what I'm talking about. St. Louis pork ribs. We'll talk about what we're scanning in just a minute.
Served with.
And boy, that sounds good right now, even though I just had a very large meal myself. So let's talk about what's happening here. I have a menu, Austin Steakhouse, one of our local hangouts in Cleveland, Ohio. Excellent steak and barbecue and all those kinds of things that I love that I'm probably not supposed to like. So anyway, we're scanning. I didn't want to scan the title, Austin Steakhouse. I wanted to get to the good stuff like the pork ribs and so forth. So what I did was I just took a picture of that page. I was about 12 to 16 inches above the page. I checked my field of view to make sure that all four of my corners were visible to the camera, and you want to aim for over 70% full as far as the camera being, you know, getting a full shot of the page. We're at 79%, which is pretty good. So you want to, if you hear something like upper right edge and right side, but you don't hear anything else, it means you're off-centered and you might hear that they're ribs, but not St. Louis ribs. So you might not get the whole picture, the whole sentence read to you. So it's really important that you get a sense of centering the information and getting a full, accurate snapshot of the page. What I'm going to do now is I'm going to take us into Document Reader, and we'll talk a little bit more about what we've just done. I'm going to hit F2.
Document Reader.
And what I'm going to do now is I'm going to hit F2 and hold it down for a couple of seconds.
New document saved. September 29th, 2007, file 04.xmt.
So basically,
picture.
What it's done is it saved a picture. It saved an image for me, and I can obviously change the file names a number of different ways, but to make a long story short, I have this menu saved on my reader for future use if I, obviously going back to Austin Steakhouse and so forth. So now I can read this continually by pressing my joystick to start it reading again, the center.
Bread and BBQ sauce, served with French fries and your choice of side. Petite 11.99, half 15.99, full 23.99.
And you know me, I'm going to go for the full slab of rib.
And beans. Coleslaw, cinnamon apples, and mac and cheese. Add a house salad with any smoke and favorite.
I can stop this.
All of our
I can read by sentence by going to my right.
Garlic and back, creamy chicken pasta 13.29.
That's not as appealing to me as the ribs.
All of our pastas are served. Sides include smock and beans.
So I'm basically
coleslaw,
skipping back.
Petite 11.9. Original baby back ribs slowly smoked in our ovens over hickory wood. Slathered in BBQ sauce. Served with French fries and your choice
and
of
so
side.
I'm file basically explorer. Able to press move back
to
and
activate.
So forth. So what I accidentally did because I pressed my down arrow instead of my left arrow to move back is I actually got into our file explorer. So I'll just go ahead and show that to you.
File explorer. To exit, press F3. Folder. Reader documents.
So
folder.
I'm in my
September
reader documents.
29th, 2007.
And I basically have my menu that's saved here. If I left arrow, I can move back like a tree view on a computer.
Folder. SD card selected.
And this brings
folder.
Up a good point.
Reader images.
We have the ability to, you know, select our SD card. This is actually saving files to an SD card that we could obviously pop out, put in another type of device, and so forth. You can also save to the PDA memory, but I don't recommend it. I would, you know, the SD card's in there. I would just use it. If I right arrow, then I can move back to my September 29th folder in my file.
September 29th, 2007, file 04.
And I'm going to get back out of that.
JPG, file 1 of 1.
So we're saved basically as a JPEG file, a JPG file. I can escape that.
Document reader.
I could also delete that file, a number of things. It's just a basic file explorer organization, Windows Explorer type scene.
Petite 11.
I can read this.
All of our pastas are served with homemade garlic.
And then we move to the pasta.
And chicken and fire roasted peppers, 12.59.
Gives me the price, $12.59 for that pasta.
Garlic cream sauce.
And you get the point. So I basically clicked my joystick to stop it. Some things that we can do with this, and there, you know, I'm not going to get everything that we can do with the KNFB reader in on this podcast. You can associate. You can actually record voice notes. Memos to yourself. You can actually record a voice note and associate it with a file. So I could say, you know, something like Austin Steakhouse menu. Boy, are those ribs good. Go to such and such or whatever on the menu. And I could actually get there and review that information. So lots of different things that you can do. You can, from a practical standpoint, share these images with, you know, other people who have the reader. There are ways where you can export this information to a lot of your more popular note takers and different things like that. There, you know, it's a device that really opens up a lot of doors for those of us who, whether we've been vision impaired all of our life or newly vision impaired, you know, things like menus, things like, you know, working in a situation where there's not a lot of other blind individuals around, your boss puts a memo on your desk. You know, you get a wad of money back and you don't know what's what, and you don't have somebody around who's going to quickly help you organize that money. That's the type of things that this device will allow you to do. I see it as really the beginning of some excited things with optical character recognition for those of us who are blind. I mean, as I said, I've been using this type of technology in some way, shape, or form for a lot of years. And being able to scan things and hear what they are is important. Now, instead of waiting, you know, as you would even with a fast scanner and for the processing and all that stuff, being able to take a picture, being able to use that rich Kurzweil know-how that has been just with us for all these years, coupled with an organization like the National Federation of the Blind, who really takes a proactive stance as it relates to equal access and equal opportunities. It's a fantastic device, and it's not without having to do, anytime you're dealing with a PDA, you know, it's not magic. But because it's not magic and because you're an interactive participant with the technology, you can then customize this solution to really meet your needs, depending on whatever they are, wherever you're at, whatever the environment might be. I'm happy to say that in our eBlink showcase, which you may have read as well in the newsletter, this issue, we are actually selling a almost brand new Kurzweil National Federation for the blind
auto
reader.
Shutdown is turned into the
and
system off.
I've obviously been talking for 3 minutes, so
goodbye.
we're being greeted nicely or told goodbye and so forth, and that's shut off for me. So the whole system has shut down for me. We are selling almost a brand new, hardly ever been used Kurzweil National Federation of the Blind reader for $19.95. My friends all joke with me that I say that a little quickly. That's 1,995 for any interested people, $1,995. That includes shipping anywhere within the United States, the continental United States. Obviously, Alaska, Hawaii, we'll have to talk a little bit about that. But that is over $600 off what the Kurzweil National Federation of the Blind reader is currently listing for. And I think it's a great value for under $2,000. When the reader came out, it had not as much functionality as it does today. We're running off of a newer Windows mobile system, have some issues worked out over the past year and a half to make it a really great device. It's got the latest software on it, all accessories, all documentation, including Braille, CD, and etc., all cables, and I check out everything that I sell on eBlink myself, and this is in really good shape. I have run it through its paces like you wouldn't believe because I don't want to provide to you something that's not working. Flying Blind accepts PayPal, all forms of credit card and so forth, and it's a great bargain. So please email eBlink, and this will all be in the newsletter as well if you don't want to write this down. But if you email e-blink@flyingblind, that's flying-blind.com, and this will all be in the newsletter as well. Any interested persons, sort of a first-come, first-served situation. So it's a great device, and I thank you all for joining us for this edition of the iPod Technocast. I'm Larry Lewis, and I will be showing and demonstrating another new exciting piece of technology next newsletter. Stay tuned.